Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Adif, Ahmed Adif. The last section of the Sugya of Zena is the Rekosa. Oh, Gavin, this is by the little letter of Gimel. Halfway down the page. So those of you that want to try this, you put a finger at the top of the page, a finger at the bottom of the page, and join up, and it should be approximately there. It might be one line above it. I will gather. It's the last part of the Siddur. I will gather. There was a person, the Bona Padne. He built a palace, a building. Which means there was a land that maybe once had a house that collapsed. And it was empty land, and somebody came along and built himself a house there. Agve, Rav Nachman, la padna mine. Rav Nachman claimed, took away the whole house from him. Until he paid, he took away the whole house.
Sorry, Rob, sorry to interrupt. Just I had to go get my glasses. I'm sorry. Where about are you?
We are halfway down the page. You see a little gimel. Oh, Gabriel. If you don't like that, you can try one thing at the top of the light page, one thing at the bottom, and join them together, and I'll be there. First word, Mishtanish, I can see. Right.
And Chav Aleph, Amud Aleph.
Amud Aleph.
What did he keep it from having locked it up?
He gave it to the same. You got it yet?
Sorry, Rabbi, you in the Gemara?
Baba Kame, Kafalim, Amud Aleph.
In the Gemara, not the Tosfos.
That's where the line is Rishtamish, Bei, Bitzirim, which is halfway down.
Got it, thank you.
Let's start again. Oh, God, the Bonaparte, he built himself a house on Kilkalta on a desolate or, area land that belonged to the Yisrael, the Yasmin. Partner's a house, like a palace, like a big house, a mansion. So he built himself it on this culture of the Yasmin. So Agbeh Nachman La Padne Mine. So we'll see in a minute. The Rosh says it means of Nachman took from these people the Dmei Sfiris of the whole place. However much it would cost to rent out such an area, that's how much of Nachman took from him. According to the Rosh, and that's the Pshat we'll go with, if he was going for from him the Dmei Sfiris that it would take to build an apadna on his land. Right? How much would it cost you? How much would you pay for the land to rent for a certain tkufa to be able to have a house there?
So we didn't kick them out, we just made a buy something.
Yeah, made a commentary.
The rental value of the plot.
Right. We'll see that also much discussion. So far, we're just saying the story, and then we have to discuss what exactly happened. So, Lehman Ksava and Nachman, Adobe Batsakabe, Shalemi Daitoi, so far, it would seem that Nachman said, these Yisraelim weren't renting it out, right? So, it would seem that Nachman holds that Zenene, the Zenu Chos, it's Chayyim. It's really not like we learned until now. So, he said, no, you didn't understand the whole story. There was originally some people that
non-Jews.
Non-Jews is not the main point here. Yeah, Kamenoi Rashi's got two shots about it. It means there were some people who were using that plot previously. Either Kamenoi means people called Karmanoi, the name of a nation, or it's not Karmanoi, but Kadmanoi. The earlier people that were using this area. There were people who were paying the Yisraelim for the right to use that area. Obviously, they weren't having houses there. They were using the area for tents, as the Rosh. Using the area to sell their wares. So they put up some tent, and they were there.
And paid the assignment.
And they paid the assignment for the right for that area. So Mamela, when... So now when this person built himself a house, he was causing the same malos. He was causing them a loss. Originally, they were getting some money from these Kalmanoi, from these people. They were getting some money. And now they wouldn't be able to get it from those people. So you build the house, you have to pay. Omalei, so he said to these people, this person that built the house, Zil Paisino Yasmin. Pay up, pay something, go and be mafias to the assignment, go and pay up something to the assignment. V'loy ashkach, and they didn't listen to him. Agve, Rav Nachman, apad nemine. Because they didn't listen to him, Rav Nachman was goyver the amount of this house, which, as again, we're saying, Kutzerosh means, is goyver the amount of rent it would be for building a house on land. Okay, this is the story.
What was this person suggesting?
Before they pay something small to the same.
Meaning what? Rent?
No.
To buy the place?
Not to buy. Pay something small. So what does it mean?
Why not just want something small? Pay market value.
Well, what does this all mean? What's going on here? What happened in this whole story? Let's try and work out. Let's actually analyze the story. Because there's difficulty in what's going on here. Rashi doesn't tell us that much. Let's see Rashi just to make sure we've got everything right. I feel cold, so Rashi says it's the Ashba. It's an area that's not used for building. The Targum of Ashba is Yoram Evin is Akil Kod. Karmanoi is Shem Umo. Ashba is a rubbish. Garbage. And they were paying this scar to the Yisraelim. But he came out, and now it's an land that's up for rent. And then he goes and builds his house, so he's making it. Okay, now let's try and understand the story. No. I think really, Kadmoyim, previous people.
The fact is, Hayu, previous.
No, Rashi thing. This happened in Kadmoyim. What does that mean? It means Kadmoinim Hoyu Yoshimboy. There were earlier people that were there. Actually, you find the word Kadmoinoi. Kadmoinoi means Kadmoinim. Right? So let's just go over the story because, Boksham, I think I have definitely one mahalak I understand, but there's not just one mahalak in this Gemara. There was a story here, this person built himself a house. So we thought it was then and it was early apostle. And yet, Rav Nachman said you have to pay. So, as we go along, then what we say, Rav Nachman said you have to pay. So we thought, you see, Zenon Basa is chayiv. I want to say, here we're talking about Yisrael, we're talking about little kids. So, why do you normally not need to pay? Why do you not normally need to pay for Zenon and Zenon Basa? Normally, you don't need to pay, you could say, because the guy's noichel. You could say that since it's Zenon Basa, he's Meichel. I don't need to pay because he's Meichel. Even because he's Meichel, then of course by his statement you would need to pay because his statement can't be Meichel. So what's the Raya then? And is that a
possible? The same can't be Meichel for the night of the age.
Then our age, yeah. Okay.
We can't be the same better about by mitzvah.
No, when we talk about his statement in Gemara, always talking about people less about it. Yeah. So they're not the age. Okay, so now they couldn't be meichel. That's why you had to pay them. Once they arrive, other people who are grown ups, then you don't need to pay. They need to pay. We want to prove from this story that you always need to pay. Then Evan, then of course, you always need to pay. Why? Maybe normally you don't need to pay because since it's the apostle, he's meichel. That's not shayach here. So just as we go along, you're showing him bring your eye from this Gemara You see, like we've learned the sugya the whole week through. The reason why Zenon and Zenokos is potter is not because he's moichel. Rather, why Zenon and Zenokos is potter? Mid-stoy is much relevant as an adult as a child. So it's always relevant, right? The child's also relevant, it's mid-stoy. And therefore, if we see him, Nachman said that you have to pay these kids, it must be because you always need to pay. Then the is high. That's what the Gemara wanted to be doing. Okay, it's all on the side, the ground. So what was the story? The Gemara said that this person built himself a house. We thought it was the Chosa. The Malachim said you have to pay.
There'd be an exception. I mean, could be. So you think this is bringing that you're high in that case?
That's what the Gemara thought.
You say they fell out, we go this direction. If it's a special case because of your son, then Torah goes overboard to be a Rachim with your son.
Mm-hmm. Not the expense of someone else.
Okay.
So the expense of someone else, what does that mean? You're right. We have a promise of the same, but not, not when not when somebody else is losing out. But okay. We made it. So we thought it's all right. There's no right. Then Aaron is every possible make your pot. So here there was a chaser. There were these earlier people that were paying something. So says the Nachman, go and pay. And he didn't want to pay. Okay, we didn't want to pay, I'm gonna be good even more. Now, what I don't understand, so I'm speaking it out because not understanding, we're gonna see the Rosh in a minute. What was the first stage of Rabbi Nachman and what was the final stage? He said, go and pay a little bit. Why a little bit? What was a little bit? And what was his next stage that he took the whole thing? What's the first stage? There's two possibilities. What's the first stage that he says, pay what you're meant to pay? And since he didn't pay what he's meant to pay, so he took much more than that. That was the second stage, like a knas. He penalized them. He took much more than that. Or was the first stage, he took what he wasn't meant to. He said, you know what, pay just a little bit. They used to just pay a little bit. You know, you should really have paid more, but here we're letting you off a bit. And since he didn't do that, so then he said, okay, I'm going to be going to the kick. I think that you have to pay whatever you're meant to pay. You hear the two questions, two shyness? Is the first time when he told him to pay, I'll pay a lot of what he was meant to pay. But he like flouted the law. He said, okay, I'm going to penalize you and take you more. I'm going to take the whole pardon of me, eh? Or it's the other way around. The first time he said, look, there's so many. You can make a good deal. You get a good break. Just give him something. Give him a few pennies. Make them happy. And he didn't want to even do that. He said, okay, now I'm going to come down with you under strict law. And he had to pay the whole thing. Which is the right shot in this Gemara? What's the real shot? Papa Mood, you're saying it means that.
Okay. I thought there were people that used to use it, whatever. They stopped using it. But we had a place that was rentable, and this person came in and see that it was not being used. So there weren't clients that, you know, banging down the door at that time. He was the one who took initiative. So he said to him, give them something so that, you know, you're not doing it, you're not getting it. Give them something to appease them. And since he didn't listen, so he went into the full value of what this person was doing. I think he was cognizant.
Stop. So you see that understood, and then exactly one out of we're gonna end the Rosh now. We're gonna do the Rosh now. The Rosh has this matter that the first thing he's saying is give a little bit, just a little bit.
What we should have.
Oh, very good. That's the difficult thing this job. The first bit, listen, it's Bemet Zen Zen Zen. Chosen. We're talking about Zen and Zer Chosen. Now, not with Zen and Zer Chosen. You have to pay. But since you're saving, you can somehow make yourself just be Mephiasim. So, lots of the word, go and be Mephiasim. Mephiasim sounds that way. Just make them happy. And since he wouldn't do it, he said you have to pay the whole thing. But that is the pshat of that's one pshat. We're going to see after there might be another pshat.
I think it was a little bit because we're talking about. Give him the amount that squatters were giving him for a garbage heap, which wasn't that much. It's not as much as you would normally pay for the land under a mansion. It's the land that you pay under a couple of tents, it's a little bit. That's what he was saying.
So you're saying the opposite. You're saying that he originally said, give what was meant to be getting.
But they're not meant what would normally be the value of a mansion.
So you're saying the other man. The Bemet originally said, give what you're meant to be getting. And because he didn't know, okay, I'm going to penalize you and make you pay much more than what they're meant to be getting. And machlokes in the Beis HaMedrash here between Yossi and Mocher, which is between Rishonim as well, that what is a pshat, and there's a difficulty in both of them, but what's a pshat? Is pshat to just give them a little bit less than what they're meant to have really received up the aloke? But then you sign them, you can speak to them, you can mimifies them, shake with them a lollipop, give them a lollipop, they'll be happy with that. Or what? I just want to speak out the truth, something that'll come to you, really sure. So is the pshat? He said, give them a lollipop. And if they're happy with the lollipop, you can go and be happy. If you wouldn't give the lollipop, if you didn't give that lollipop, then you say, no, you have to come down, I think, a lot, you have to pay the rent, whatever the rent is. We have to see how much the real rent is meant to be. Or is it pshat? Now, no. He said, give them the amount that Pialot you're meant to pay, which is the amount of using an area that's meant for tents. Small area. You're not going to do that. I'm going to make you pay much more. I'm going to make you pay the amount it's going to cost to rent for putting a house. Right, which is a higher level, more than a PLOT you have to pay. That's the shaila we have. One second, sure thing, we can be very patient. Sure, what's your honor?
Well, I have two questions. One is,
there's
a mandate have to matter how long it's been made? Like, let's say, is that 10 years ago?
I mean, these people, these Zomim would rent it out. It is a place that Zomim for rent. Also, a person, every person who got paid for rental, even if he doesn't have it.
So why in this case, with the zoning,
First, we have to know what the kosher. The kosher on your first chat is, why would you be able to give a lollipop? And if you also can answer that after I've seen the Rosh, I'd be very happy. Because as of now, I don't really have a chat. Yeah, after we've seen the rock, what's your second question?
Then it's no different than any other. And what about the other cases we had earlier on? They just say, well, just pacify whoever the owner is, try to bargain down and offer a little bit, and then again, if you don't take it, then you have to pay what's
the. You're just saying the same question.
Yes.
That's not too bad.
But just of course, they hired him out. All I see is that you have to pay him $50 rent. The guy said no. So he said, fine, then I'll pay for my house. But once you pay it, I'll give you back your house.
A partner is more than a dollar book.
On the structure until he pays. But the payment is not the amount of the structure. The payment is what it's supposed to pay.
But he took a lien on the entire structure even though he didn't need to pay that entire structure.
Okay. Well, how that's going to get the money from him?
It took more than he needed to take.
Rob,
I want to know the Rosh first.
Rob, maybe I'm missing something. Why does this conversation even start? We've had this principle before. If a person is a renter, right, then it's always chaser. That's been a principle we've had from the beginning. This is a classic case. Even though it's a small amount, they're assuming we're getting rent. Therefore, they're renters. Therefore, for sure they should pay. Why is that even part of the question?
Originally, we thought it was loy chosen. Originally, we thought that these assuming weren't renting out. Then we found out that they were renting out. They're renting out to some people who want the tenants. So he said they have to pay. Now we know it's obvious you have to pay. And the question is, when he tells them they have to pay the first time, was he telling them just give them a lollipop? Or was he saying pay the ikalot? Which would mean the full rent. Dabamurat, what does Dabamurat mean? Let's see the Rosh. We'll see the Rosh and we'll come to Imaskan. Everyone sees where the Rosh is. Should be able to work out by now. It's in very big. Very hard. But you have to swallow it. Okay? We're on to the Rosh. The Rosh is very big. I guess my Shepherd doesn't have it. Let's try and make sure.
Which Simon?
Yeah, go on. Anyone can work on with Simon? Simon, Bob?
Yeah, look at Dominique down at this here.
Simon, Bob, right? Now you find out where it talks about that the Yalvili Simi Dovamut. It's about two-thirds of the way through Simon Vov.
Simon Vov starts with the word Shani?
No. What's the incentive of your page?
You name them.
You don't pay base, Yossi?
This is made of arm weight. That's the way he is.
I don't know if you can see it, but hopefully you can.
Yes, at the end of the curve, it's at the end. It's on the end of the first column. They have been yes, and government work. Relation to your marriage.
Right. So here we are.
Bobby, you got the answer.
Bobby, you have
very good. Excellent. Sure, you got it?
Yes.
Bobby, Yorvi, Yorvi, Yasmi, Dova Mutz. These kadmoi would give to the Yisoyimim something small. There wasn't a real deer there. Rather tents for business purposes, they would spread out there. So they would pay peanuts for that area. That's what these kadmoi would do. The horror there, Ubono Bais. And this person went and built a house on this desolate land of the Yisroel. So now, this person, by doing that, he caused them a loss. But what loss did he cause them? The loss of the tents. That's what he caused our loss. He caused them a loss of the tent. That's what the chaser was. And these Yisroel didn't have money to pay for the house. And this is a chiddush which Rosh is teaching us. If this guy built a house on the property of his own, who did the house belong to?
Yeah.
If it belongs to them, then he has to pay rent now for living in the house, not for renting a little bit of desert land. He's renting a house. If the house belongs to the Yisraelim, then he should jolly well pay the full amount that he should pay the Yisraelim for renting a house. Says Rosh, they couldn't afford it. So they never zoche in this house. The house doesn't belong to these servants. All he's doing is using their land. That's all he's doing. They couldn't afford it.
And they would have to pay him first to construct the roof. So then he can be going
by. Right. To make that, if they couldn't afford it, so they weren't zoche in this house. So what was he doing? He was using the land. That's what he was doing. What did he owe them? The rent of land. Not the rent of a house, because they didn't own the house. The rent of land, that's what he was doing. Go and be mefaise them with something that they will be happy with. You wouldn't listen. The Padme. Rashi didn't take interest in his words. Right? The word that he came in. The Agbei
prison valuation is what something would have been expecting anyway.
No, he didn't say that. He said, go and be mafayis them something that they would be happy with. Those are the words he said. We'll see. Perhaps we'll see in a minute. Lechosh advarav, and he didn't listen, didn't heed to his words. The Agbei la padne, and therefore, Nachman took the padne as a lien. Ache nosam liyesoimim. Until he gave to the Yisroelim the schar that is meant to be for using a land to build a house on, right? It's a
hire.
Yeah, what I mean is leasing. If I lease a land, the ground to build a house, it's all an old place.
The ground lease and the
right. I mean, the houses themselves, the front of the Shemesh is like that. Not you don't really own the houses. You just own the lease of using this land for 99 years, something like that. So paying that lease, how much it would be for paying a building house? That's more than these same were ever receiving. Why? What right did Rav Nachman have to take away this land until they pay this servant to take away the palace, the house, until he paid so much. What right do you have that? Says the Rosh. Since they're causing him since he's causing them a small loss, so the person who receives the anah has to pay the full whack. Like we've learned already, somebody who lives in a small in a new house, and since he makes him lose out, there's a small hefzer, the blackness of the walls. So he has to pay the entire anah. Says the Rosh, what was the story? If Nachman said, go and give them a lollipop, make them happy. He wouldn't do that. So he said, okay, I'm going to make you pay the ikaloka. What's the ikaloka? The amount it costs to build the house on this land. Says Rosh, I don't understand that. Why should that be? That he only calls them a small amount of loss. The amount they're receiving about these tents. And now you should pay the amount it costs to rent the land in order to build a house. Says the Rosh, yes. Even if it's only a small chosa, that once you're a nene, you have to pay the entire anah, even more than the chosa. Why? And as we explained, the holy side, why you can't be goyva, is because of midas toim. As much as it's a chosa, it's not midas toim, so then I can be goyva. And you're at anah, so you have to pay. So what do I see from this rosh? One second, what do I see from this rosh? The Rosh had a question. How could Rav Nachman make these people pay so much? One second, we learn like Mordechai learned. Why? He was going to send, he penalized them. The reason why he made them pay so much is a penalty. They didn't listen to Halakha, so he penalized them. So you see from the Rosh, no, that Yossi learned. Then the Rosh had the question, how could Rav Nachman make them pay so much? The answer is because Halacha tells you you're meant to pay so much. If somebody makes use of somebody's land, although he only caused them a small loss, the loss of the tenth, the rent of tenth, which was a few pennies, but since you caused him those few pennies of a loss, you need to pay the whole anah that you received. What was the whole anah you received? You built a house on a land. How much would people pay to the Baal HaKalka in order to build a house on his land? That's how much you have to pay, because that's how much anah you receive. And that's not fair.
Is this like Reuven and Shimon with the walls? That once he built, paid for the fourth wall, he's showing he wants the benefit of all the walls. The same kind of principle, and he has to pay for all of them.
Now, once you have a small anah, that's slightly different. But once you have a small anah, once it was a small chosel, once there was a small chosa, then you have to pay for the entire hanal that there is. So if so, if we learn this pshat, that's how the Rosh is learning, then we have to go back a bit. So what was the first stage? But what was it? It seemed to say you could give a lollipop.
If someone can't be mochel, and they're allegedly do a large amount, how can you suggest give a small amount? Like, they don't know any better, they'll be mochel, they're not mochel.
This is a difficulty, which as I said, I find it as well. I don't understand. You're not going to give us a tip. But this is a difficulty. He seemed to say. Say again, my spirit.
Isn't the hanor from the person who built the house the rent that they could for living there?
Right.
You're dealing with the cost of building.
Yes. So it's not the rent. It's not the rent. The anah of living in the house, because the house didn't belong to the Yisrael. But it's anah that I had an ability to build myself a house on your land. And I know to build my, I leased your land, that's what I did. I built my house on your land. I'm having anah from that. So I have to pay the amount of anah that would be, which is obviously much more than putting up tents.
And that would also be the fixing, not like if he built a shack, or if he built a mesh, or if he built a hotel. Like, he could even build a hotel, and then
I want to understand the lochas, the longest of it, not so much the practicality, the lochas of it, that's coming out to here, Chiddush. The Rosh is telling us that the Ika loch is how much would he meant to pay. the amount they cost to build, the amount of Hano that you receive to be able to build a house in somebody's name. It's much more than the Yisraelim would have lost, but it doesn't matter. Because I look at it by Zen and Zeh Choser, is that since you had Hano, you're owing the money. And normally the guy maybe can't claim it because of his time. If it's Choser, it's not with his time. So if you're paying the money, you have to pay. So what was the earliest stage? Now I don't understand. What was the earliest stage? Then you're going to be the first then. They were getting a few pennies before. Just give them a few pennies. They're happy now. You don't need to give them a penny. Okay, I'm coming down like that. So what right does he have to tell them to give a few pennies to these assignment? What's going on here? I don't understand. Yeah, okay, you also now. You're reading that. It changes the same. No?
One is our way.
Tell me the best one.
So right now there was a sheva given to these Yedomim by the fact that he built on their property. They shall have their property. And there's a value there that they have already gained. So he says to him, give them, they don't have the money to pay you right now for the construction you did. He clearly says that. Mashmah, if they had, they would be obligated to pay for this construction. What? Anyone who's going to back it up?
Take it away.
Can't take it away. It's concrete, it's there, can't take it away. Not even somebody want to take it away. They're happy to did it.
I see Rosh saying that they didn't have money to pay for it, to say that they weren't there in this country, in this house, because they don't have the money to pay for it. Therefore, for them, it's not a bad.
And so it's going to take a longer time for him to pay. They're going to pay it by the fact that they're giving him reduced rent. They're going to do away with the money that he spent towards the construction, and he's just going to pay a little bit each month. And that's going to equal itself out because they're gaining by the construction.
No, if they're going to be paid, then he wouldn't be paying them a penny because it's all going towards how much they're owing.
No, the fact that they reduced the rent is going towards what they
he took the money from.
He is taking money.
Why?
They need the money today. They need the money today to feed themselves. And that's more important for them. But the fact is, there's a value of construction. Why is everyone ignoring that? That's number one. Number two, I
don't think Yossi's that. First there is to be in the sphere of the land, even though they're not there in the land, but in the sphere of the land, and therefore there was a eater to pay a few pennies. Mashiach came, but he didn't want to listen. He said, okay, I'm going to ignore the fact that you're in the sphere of the land. How can you ignore the fact that you're in the sphere of the land? Right there. Ignore the fact you must be able to land, and I'm going to come on to you with Allah as if you wouldn't be must be able to land. Okay, next.
Number two.
Not bad. Why not bad.
Why is the Prophet saying with regard to someone that folks can decide for them to bias them? He doesn't need their permission. He doesn't need their representative.
Why should have Nachman give that answer?
So I was going to give someone
to give a lollipop. Why? Give them money there, yeah.
Is it clear to us by the Rosh whether he's teaching his Kadmoni or the other Am?
This is a secret.
Okay, that's what I'd like to hear. So basically, and I learned this on my own flesh, there's an halacha that is also to rent out to a Goy in a Jewish community. So he doesn't want the Goy in there. So he has to get the Goy no longer there. He doesn't want the Goy in. He's asking to give this guy for less than the OB. No other Jews are looking around this dumpster. So he's asking to give the non-Jew this Jew for less than the
OB. I think Yossi is clearly expressing to us that he agrees that the cash is a very good cash. And he's coming around the truth in which I'm
okay. You're breaking it up. What is that?
question before you get question. How would the different Alvin the last part in this neighborhood?
There's something which is an acknowledgement that yes, it is your land, but I'm one, and therefore it's your land. And yes, there's a token acknowledgement to demonstrate that I accept it's not my land, it's your land. And once you've got that there, then you've got the acknowledgement that belongs to somebody else, the property. That acknowledgement is the initial kind of state.
But why only acknowledgement? Why don't you have to pay the full rent? You want to put the two together. Saying Yossi's territory says that he's really mashpia for the land. He doesn't want to make the people feel, no, think it's kilo their land completely. Therefore, he makes them pay a few pennies. Putting Yossi with the Akron together, the two wives together, we get a good shot. Okay, sure. Sure. Could be a shot.
How about this? This is one. He's being a proper guy out. And so far, the first to try to mediate the dispute. He's saying, to keep himself out of Basden, to keep and to, you know, they haven't made a claim of Basden. He's getting advice, and so he's saying,
it's not expensive for kids, and we don't know if a kid can be made for such a thing.
What sort of dumpster?
Then you're expecting the kids to be made.
No, not well, yeah. He wouldn't rent it out.
You're doing a pshara means that I'm accepting this. Unless the apachopas is made by Shah. Yeah, there is an apachopas probably. Okay. You want to say, he was the dying, the black was the dying.
So,
Shah wants to suggest that Pshat is, instead of going to have all big court cases, it's best for both of them to come up with some type of Shah in between. That was a difficulty on this first shot.
Right.
It's the Rosh's shot. It's not challenging, but it's the Rosh's shot. I personally have a difficulty. What was the original second final shot? We understand. Yes, you need to pay rent. How much you have to pay rent? The rent of the land are going to be much more than the we're ever receiving. Yes, it's only sort of then, and it's a chosa. As soon as it's a chosa, you can be given much more, like a shechirisa and a shaykh. Amen.
The land is not the rent of the land.
Right. That's the pshat of the Rosh. Now, there is in the same mahalach, but there is the pshat of the Rashba. The Rashba says he was there in the land, and he has to pay the rent of the house. So that's There was it in the house, and he has to pay the rent of the house. That's the pshat of the Rosh. But let's go with the Rosh. There wasn't it. Okay, now there is another pshat. Try and see if you can. I want to just see the other pshat. There is another mahalach in the Rishonim. There is no case that brings down to the Ramah. Now, anytime a person is mafsid, he can only be goyva, the one who lost, can only be goyva the amount he lost. Cannot be goyva more than that. And that's the difficulty on that now. Shame to speak about it. There is a shit of the Ramah. Then you pay the chosa. That's all you pay. And he brings a raya from this Gemara. What was it, Nachman, saying that you pay a little bit? That was, yes, that's the amount of hefsed he had. They're the hefsed of that amount. Because like we explained in the room. There were these Kadmanoi, these Tzolkin that were renting out for tents. So how much are they losing out? A few pennies to pay those few pennies. That's our locker with Zen and Zer Chosa. You pay the Chosa. He wouldn't listen. Whoa, you're not going to listen. Be nice, you don't pay much more. That was a Kanas.
Is there?
But the Ika locker was the first one. That's the nicest way to understand at least the first part of it. The first half of the night, they pay a few pennies, Yes, because that's the law, because only answer. But if you didn't do that, I'm going to penalize you and pay you more. Make you pay more.
Let me finish off.
So according to this mahalach, anytime there's a zen enemy, a chaser, you only pay the chaser. That's how much you pay, like a mazik. You pay the chaser, and that's what Nachman was saying, pay the few pennies. As Yossi asked, so it's shver from a shver, the shayser, from the halach of we learned earlier, if somebody lives in a new house, remember with the Buddha, and that somebody builds a house and lives in it, so it's a new house, so you have to pay, because of the small loss of the shver, so the shayser, not such a small loss, it's quite a big loss, but there you have to pay, because of the code, you have to pay the entire thing, that's what we learned earlier. That's a question to the Muki Yosef brings this down, and he brings down the Ramah. He says that's a pshat in Al Gemara. But he says the Rosh learned the other way, and he brings a raya from Shachris to the Shaisa, the Mahalach of the Rosh. So the Ramah has to answer that previous Gemara. So the sequel, and then we're going to come to Shura's Kash. The sequel, there's two Mahalachim how to learn this Gemara. Did Reb Nachman, his first thing, what he started saying, make some type of pshara, make him happy, you don't mean whatever it was. And then when he didn't do it, when the person who built the house didn't listen, he came down on him like the strict letter of the law, that you have to pay the entire amount of the rent, because that's the halacha by then and there, also. So you pay the entire rent, much more than the hefzer that it was. Or, no, it's the other way around. That every time there's a zen and a zeh chosse, you need to pay the chosse. And that's why Reb Nachman said, pay the few pennies, because that's what the chosse was. When he didn't listen, he penalized and said, you have to pay much more. And that, I can understand easier in the shakir time of Reb Nachman and the other people. In the whole sugya, it's a hard pshat. In the whole sugya, like we learned from Shakir Yosef de Shaisa, somebody's renting a house, he's damaging it somewhat. You have to pay the entire rent. Why? Because every time there's a no, you have to pay the total loss. And also, it's a hard up shot. In the actual loop, or not one, it's easier to use. Yes.
What's the source for, based
they've always been post penalty without anything?
You don't listen to us?
Yeah. Hefka basically have the rights to anything they want when it comes to Mishpah. If somebody doesn't want to listen, they can be mafka the person's property, take away, so they can do what they want. That's the right of the whole lot of principle is based on that. Just so let's have a look at the second take. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Is there a possibility that he didn't charge him the full price? I mean, the Gemara doesn't say that, right? So is there a possibility he just confiscated it because they didn't pay? Therefore, they don't have the right to it. You know, if you don't pay, you can get evicted.
But you definitely confiscated more than.
Now it says in the Gemara that he confiscated, but the Gemara doesn't, not mashma, that he then charged them a higher fee, right?
The Rosh says that.
The Rosh says that. But I'm saying, isn't there another possibility that he's confiscated and convicted them? The Rosh is giving a certain view, but is that the view that we hold by?
Yeah. I was trying to stress that before as well. He confiscated the bank. Why do they have to confiscate so much more than they have to pay? You have to pay. I confiscate the negative one. You have to pay. That's the difficulty on to say that you confiscated more just in order to make them pay. It's a bit of a difficulty. Let's look at the second places and see how he learned. Second places on the page. The Yav Olay, the Asmi Dabar Mord, from Machmas Cain. There were these Kadmoi who were giving to the Yisraelim something small. Or Machras Kain. The second taste is Kabbalah Bamadara. Or Machras Kain Chayim Lishalem. Because the Yisraelim, when these Kadmoi, Yisraelim were giving something small, because of that, Chayim Lishalem Mashenene. He has to pay the entire Noya. Aval Pishalei Chisakol Kav. Even though he didn't cause so much loss. So he's learning by the Rosh. Learning by the Rosh. That the Psak Halacha was he had to pay so much, much more than he would have caused them a loss. And that's the din. Rechein mochak kol shmeitzim. So it's mochak an entire sugya kudamina el mishum shaparisa v'shaisa. The whole sugya through we've seen shaparisa v'shaisa, you have to pay more than you actually damaged. So let's be misakim the sugya. Mochak we say you have to finish the sugya of zenon the posa finish. To learn it the first time and certainly not finished. Tam v'loy nisha. We finished the first time. We got through it. But we've learned a mahalach, it's not the only mahalach in the sugya. We've learned a mahalach in Zenenet Bezet Leposo, that every time a person has anor, really you're trying to pay for the anor you had. The full anor if I had, you had to pay. Just because it's Leposo, it's midestoyim, and it's not right for the other guy to claim. Midestoyim, not right for the other guy to claim. In much there is a choser, then you have to pay. You have to pay because now there's no minister. So if there was any chosser, the guy's got a right definitely to claim his chosser. And once he's got a right to claim, he's right to claim the whole thing. That's not minister. You might say, I wasn't happy you were there, you're supposed to be a loss. Once I wasn't happy you were there, you have to pay me the entire rent. That's how we learned the sugya from the beginning to the end. It worked out properly. So Yoisa worked out well. That's why we chose this mahalak. And we had rights along the way for it. You see, Shakirosa did a shaisa. You see that if you darken somebody's wall, although it's only a small loss, you have to pay the entire rent. Why? Because they had a no. If you had a no, you have to pay the full rent. Why? Midestoy. It's not midestoy. I'm not happy you're there. You're causing me a loss. As much as you're causing me a loss, I've got a right to be gave the entire rent. That's the mahalak we've gone with, and it's fitted in Papa's of Yosef. One place maybe it didn't fit in was the end of the sugya. You see here that the original psak of Rav Nachman was he only pay a small amount. And that psak seems to imply, you wouldn't tell them something which isn't halacha, seems to imply that halacha is he only paid a small amount. That's the point. So we have to say, no, the Roshna, not like that. If it meant the original psak was a discount. How can you give a discount? We leave it to Yossi to explain to us. One of his two mahalakim. Yossi reacting together. But there was, if we're learning the mahalak we learned till now, that's the pshat. There was a discount. However, it worked, there was a discount. Eventually, he didn't want to give the discount. He said, okay, halacha lemaisa, like you said. But since you had a law of building a house on land, you have to pay the full rent of building a land house on land. These people are only losing a small amount. Are you losing a span of 10? That's the story of Zenen and Zechosa. The Maisa is a Chosa, there's no Midestoyim, you have to pay the full rent. That's Malach in a nutshell, from the beginning of the Sugya to the end. It was a very enjoyable Sugya, but it's a Sugya which we need to do Chazor on. And Bokshem, we started, right? Kids and Shen, you started?
Yeah.
Chazor, very good. We're doing from the Mishnah, New Testament base, until these two dots were up to, we're going to do Yetz Hashem. Let me just quickly answer the question. Why was the sugya of Zenen and Zechosel, the Eloi Chosel, brought in here? We're learning Hilchus Shem. Why was it brought into the sugya? Right. That one of the rites that the Rav Mori wanted to bring, it's an says, Matona from Shemayim, that better than this sugya of Zenen and Zechosel has nothing to do with our Mishnah. But one of the rites, the first rite that Mori wanted to bring was from the Mishnah throughout. What do you mean? I was talking about Chosen. But he brought it. And because of that, we were Zeicha from Hashem to have a Geshmak Sugya of Zene there. Chosen. I asked Nine Solomon about the Shaila we had about this Sem. And he said it comes out from the Sirus again. Bishop Mishpal, Halach and Mice, obviously going to leave it to him to say. But the Halacha was if these people paid. So when you hear from the Shaila, maybe you run to the Shaila. There was a group that rented a complex, the Shalis, for their Shabbaton, and there were 90 beds, so they only needed 80, and 10 people walked off the street, nothing to do with them, and said, oh, there's 10 spare beds, we're sleeping here. And the Shaila was when the Balabais has the right to charge for these 10 people, these 10 beds. The Zerah Kosa, because the Parvais received rent from the
You receive rent for 9 feet or for 8 feet?
It doesn't make a difference. You pay rent for the
so complex.
Yeah. So you receive this fee anyway for the for the complex, and the people that are renting it, they're not losing by the fact there's 10 people sleeping in that bed. So Mela, then or maybe not, maybe it is a bit chose because they're using the toilets, using the washrooms, it is a bit chose, and if it's a bit chose, and according to what we're learning, he's got right to be going with the full rent. Anyway, that Psaka Lachro, Solomon told me, it depends. If these people walked up the street are paying to the ones who are renting it, they're paying money to be there, then the Barabai says no right, because these renters have gone extra 10 guys. If they're not having any shaykhs with these renters, they're not paying anything, poshut sitting in the beds there, then the baldira has a right to charge for the beds because there is this loss of the water being used.
Even though
Solomon, because he said there's two nesivasim about it, one chidush and one abir. You're welcome to be ma'ayin in it, but that was his psak halacha. He came out. He said,
Much before the law, I hear this case that anytime a person goes into an apartment, sleep inside it, unless he's sleeping on the floor of the carpet, they'll have to pay.
Why?
As soon as he uses the bed,
We said if something moves in
bed.
If he's sleeping on the blanket,
the water, can't use the clothes, can't wash his hands, can't do anything.
So you have to know, it's not any small amount, we have to take that into account. Any small amount might not be enough, we saw, because he is benefiting him by being there. So we saw it. More than normal, these
situations. They have a rate for vendors. So, for example, when I was doing business with hotels, I'd ask a friend of mine, the manager, I said, can you pop me a night? You know, so they normally charge $300 a night. So he says, I can give you $36. He said, what's $36? He said, that's the cost of the maids. Then you sleep there for one night, I basically give it to you for free, but the cost of the hotel that we have to hire housekeepers to come in and change the linen and then do everything is $36. So there is an actual cost.
Yeah.
It's much less, not $300, but there is that's a legitimate cost. Maybe so when a person can't sneak into a hotel and then sleep there, and then when the police come say, okay, here's $36. No, then they cause an actual loss of $36, and now you have to pay the full amount. Yeah, that's why I'm getting back to my original.
I have to know if it's true because, not obviously, but they're dividing up this the cost of their workers amongst all the rooms. But in fact, even if that room wouldn't have been used, that cost would have been the same cost. So it's not chosen. If I have overheads, which are fixed overheads, then it doesn't make a difference if that person is there or not. Right? That's not true.
Maybe that's what also he's talking about. I said it out of the moment.
Huh?
Originally, it's outdoors. So
we don't say Adal Nebuch. No. Yeah, so we saw in the Gemara, though. We saw in the Gemara by Ba'is, and it was only because of Shachris and the Shais. The Gemara on the base, we're talking about Ba'is Gemara.
Every time that
one. At
least
that
we're not talking about our case.
From
our house. You got out of our case by saying,
So you see, it's only because really by house, he would not have to pay if not for the fact that the shakris is the shakris.
That's a good
I attempted the answer to explain why you had to pay. It means normally you wouldn't need to pay. There you have to pay.
This was
no. Yeah. Okay. This is Pasha Is that the kudlat that I think it's a chisun says the atim isem hashal sitem mitzrayim ve'es eshem al kampin eshorim ve'es eshem al kampin eshorim carried you on kampin eshorim also carries on ve'atim tiri mamleches koyim ugoi kodesh. This was Agdomo for Matan Torah. After we're going to have a Matan Torah. Agdomo for Matan Torah. Hashem told us who we are. We are people who are Mamlechus Kohenim and Goy Kodesh. And Hashem carried us al kamp in Ashorim. What does it mean by Hashem carried us al kamp in Ashorim? That it might even be more better if I read it out from the actual. Hold on 1 second. It says, done it. She's Kunya, no. I carried in a place which no other people have ever gone. It's a moshel. Doesn't mean we were carried also a kamp in Nisharim, that was a simon to us. Just like a Nishar and Nesher carries his children at a height that no one else gets to, so too, I carried you in a place that you will not, no other person may be able to reach. It means to say that Klal Yisrael have a certain malim that they can get higher spiritually than any other people in the world. We have to realize that before we got the Torah, Hashem wanted to be magnified to us. You should know we're malachim, we're going kodesh, and we're people that are gehoven and yidden in Yiddish, higher people, higher levels, higher spirit than anyone else that is possible in the world. And that's a machayev, that we have to realize that we can't behave like other people. And that's the story that she wants to tell us. We can't behave like other people. We can't behave. We are people who are b'nei malachim. We're behaving like kings. I mentioned once in Sefer, but it's again the same Sefer that Ben Melech Ba'anozim. It's a discussion between a king and a prince. We spoke about it. Tariska, this Sefer, and he gives a moshel. He says there was a Nesha flying high up and he needed food. He was hungry. But no food up there. So he saw this Ashba, what we just learned now. He saw this Ashba, it's a trashy place where there's people throw out their garbage, they remain their food in, so food. So you came down, that was good. So the Kiyada Melech, there's a meat there, there's food. And there was a tarnagul, there was a chicken that was already there. And he saw this Nesha going to eat up his meal. So the tarnagul came along to this Nesha and said, Adayni HaMelech, it's Matim, that me and you should be eating together the same ashpa, the same rubbish heap. And this Nesha realized he's the Melech, Ramatim. So he flew up and he stood at the side waiting for the Tanaga to finish pecking. The Tanaga wasn't feeling very comfortable having a Nesha looking over his head. So he flew up to where the Nesha was just sitting on that ledge and said, Adonai HaMelech, it's Matim, that me and you should be in the same chotzer. And then the Nesha said, you're right, I'll show you. And he flew up and went off, giving up on his meal from the trash heap, because he realized he's the Melech. And a Melech doesn't behave the same way as other people. Doesn't. He was not Matim to be together with Tanagu. And a Melech is on a higher sphere. He gave up his garbage in order to that. And that's the moshul for how every person's goof and got a neshama and a goof. The neshama is a neshama and a neshama tayyuk. And there's the goof. The goof is the good, the Gashmis. The person has to make sure that he realizes who he is. He is his Meshama, that's who he is. And he shouldn't be pulled down by his Gashmis, by his being the rubbish heap like that. It's a Bokshem, it all past the stage of the Chinuch, or maybe Yossi still got some. But it's an important thing for the Chinuch of your children, your grandchildren, to give into them, instill them this idea that it's past nation. We are higher level. Obviously, you can't put pressure on them in some ways, but you can give them a certain idea that it's passionate. Certain behaviors are passionate. It's not suitable for us. There's lots of people who do this, but it's true. But we're not that. We're higher level. And that's what, in order to get the Torah, a person has to realize that. That's if the person wants to feel that he's just like anyone else, So let's try and live up to that. Have a good year, good Shabbos.
Shabbos Shikoyah.
Ben Hamelech Vanozir. It's a covering. It's a very, it's a, oh, it's a, I tried reading it. An old writing. It's, I,